Check 1-2, goddammit. Here we go once again. The Fat Mac, the almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Yeah, goddamn. MacCity.com. Also at the blog spot, man. The Mac City Limits. And also, you can also find this show. And also. Redundancy check like a motherfucker, man. Shit, it's going to be a long show already. I can tell. Shit. And like I said, yeah, you can find this joint over here, my shows, at chroniccastblogspot.com, hosted by that nigga TaylorMade, aka Mr. Big Man on Campus. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, y'all do that, man. Fuck with the chroniccastblogspot.com. Fuck with the hoodboxoffice.com. Also, go check that nigga out. That nigga y'all may know as Young Dope Man, right? And of course, man, y'all can't sleep on maccity.com. The realest shit out there, man, when it comes to this goddamn internet, so-called adult entertainment. You know what I mean, man? This the Fat Mac, baby. You know how we do it. So today's show, gonna bring it down to earth, man. Talk about some shit that's relevant to most of y'all niggas, man. And also, it's really relevant to me. I just had to learn how to go through this certain lesson a couple years back, or should I say, it's not really an ongoing process now. I've purged my demons, so to speak, man. But today, we're going to talk about how to get over your ex-bitch, man. How to get over your ex-bitch. Now, I know there's a lot of hard-ass niggas out there that act like, fuck hoes, man. Fuck them bitches, man. There ain't no bitch gonna ever have me fucked up, man, and all this kind of shit. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, whatever, man. So, I'm just telling you, you can live in that fantasy land if you want, man, but nigga, there is a bitch out there for you. Yes, there is a bitch out there with your name written on her. You see what I'm saying? She's gonna have your number, and this bitch, she's gonna come out of nowhere, and she's going to fuck your head up, nigga. When you least expect it, your so-called pimping, macking ass, you will be made the footstool of some bitch out there, man. She's waiting on you, man. She's waiting on you. It took me 37 years to find mine. Real talk, motherfucker. I thought I'd never, ever be fucked up over no bitch until I met you know who. And to this day, I still don't know why that bitch has that sort of, I don't know, man, power over me and shit, man. It's not like it used to be, but yet and still, you know, shit. Fuck, that bitch is always on my mind, man. The bitch always on my mind. I think it's got something to do with the chemicals or the pheromones that bitch be letting off or something, man. Because, like I said, I can smell that bitch a mile away, man. You know what I mean? It ain't no stank, no funky smell or whatever, man. It's a intoxicating smell that bitch has, man. It just fucks me up, man. I'm like, damn. But yeah, nigga, there's a bitch out there just waiting to fuck your head up when you least expect it. And, you know, it's all about timing. It's all about circumstances. Case in point, when I met LaDonna, I was just rebounding. I won't even say rebounding. I just found out that my bitch, my wife, was fucking the plumber. And, yeah, man, kind of fucked me up a little bit. And even though I was doing my little hustle, doing my thing on the internet and shit, you know, for mine, it was all business. It was all business, and wasn't really nothing personal about me fucking with none of these other broads and shit. But, you know, she took it a step further. And, of course, I did what we call famous last words. She was always whining and griping about me being in the streets, not paying her no attention. And I just kind of blew her off like, bitch, get a life. Go find you a nigga to fuck with or something. You know what I mean? I'm doing things here. I'm trying to make some money so I ain't got to punch a clock every day, bitch. Leave me the fuck alone, goddammit. Get out of my face. Go find you a nigga. I mean, that's what I literally told her. I told her go find her a nigga. And she found a nigga. And it fucked me up. And I'm just like, how could you? I don't believe you've done this. So famous last words, nigga. So I told her to go find a nigga. She went and found a nigga, and I didn't like it. But by then, it was too late, nigga. She had her heart wrapped up in this motherfucker. So what do niggas do, you know, when they put their goddamn foot in their mouth and shit, and they all fucked up and brokenhearted and shit? I went head over heels. I went overboard for, I won't necessarily say the first bitch, you know, that showed me some attention, because she really wasn't the first bitch, but She just had that something about her. LaDonna had something about her, man, that I really needed at that point in time. You know, a nigga was weak, a nigga was fucked up. And, man, the rest is history. If you a Mac City citizen, man, you already know the trials and tribulations that me and this bitch done went through. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like I said, it's all about timing. It's all about circumstances, man. It's all about, you know, there's many variables that goes into you getting fucked up over abroad. And what do you do once the bitch kicks you to the curb? Now, for me, like I told both my wife and the boss bitch, I said, really, I probably should have committed suicide. You know what I mean? I mean, if I was a weak nigga or whatever, either I should have committed suicide or I should have killed both you bitches, because I got fucked up by two bitches within the span of a year. You know what I mean? I literally got my brain scrambled by two hoes, man. Basically telling me that they didn't want to fuck with me no more. Two of them that I actually really care for and love, nigga. Both of them said, fuck you. I'm going to fuck with this motherfucker. I'm going to fuck with that motherfucker. I'm tired of your shit. You know what I mean? And I mean, not too many niggas I think can, you know, handle that kind of shit, man. But due to the fact that, I don't know, I'm made of sterner stuff. You know, I ain't gonna say it was like water rolling off a duck's back, because it really wasn't. I was on some goddamn spree killer shit, man. I had to stay away from a lot of motherfuckers, man, for a lot of months, man, because I had some wild shit going through my head, man. You know, first my wife goddamn kicked me to the curb, and then after fucking with LaDonna, she kicks me to the curb. And there's a lot of reasons why all that shit happened. The main reason why most of this shit happens is because the hustle always came first. And, you know, and bitches can't handle that shit, you know what I mean? The hustle comes first. With my wife, the hustle came first. With LaDonna, the hustle came first. Bitch, the hustle comes first, you know what I mean? And these bitches don't want the hustle to come first. You know, they want to come first. But, bitch, I'm not punching no clock every goddamn day for another motherfucker. It's not happening. I'm about to make my way in this world, handle my business. If I gotta dump some trash on the way to success, because there is another bitch out there waiting for the Fat Mac motherfucker. There is one waiting out there for me that's gonna appreciate me. You know what I mean? Because after all the work, all the hard work is done, and everything is said and done, shit, you know, she's gonna motherfucking reap the rewards of fucking with me. So right about now, man, we're going to take a little break. Going to collect my thoughts, man. Once again, today we talking how to get over your ex bitch, man. I done already kind of like talked about some of the things therein. Some of the stuff that, oh shit, man, you fucking up already, man. Damn. Yeah, man. This is a deep topic, man. This hits real close to home. And I want y'all to sit down. I want y'all to understand that, man, once it's over, it's over. Especially with bitches, man. Bitches are some cold-hearted motherfuckers. Once it's over, it's over. Do not get angry and get mad at the nigga that your bitch is now fucking. You know, because for the most part, if you was doing what you were supposed to do anyway, man, you know, the bitch wouldn't have goddamn ran off in the first goddamn place. So, be player about the situation. Be real player about it. And don't try and kill her. Don't try and kill the nigga. And all this kind of shit. You know, just, like I said, man up, chalk it up as an L, and go find you another one, nigga. You know, dime a dozen. Bitches is turning 18 every day, you feel me? So, just let her be, just let her go. And nobody knows that more than me, because like I said, I was in a 20-year goddamn relationship with a bitch, and you know, I chose the hustle, I chose the game over her, and when she left, it fucked me up. But yet still, man, you know, I'm in transition, man. I'm in transition, trying to figure things out, trying to find myself and figure out who the fuck I am now, you know what I mean? Because I was attached to her for so goddamn long. You know, there's a lot of things that I thought I knew, and there's a lot of things that I thought I was up on when I was with her, but once I got out on my own, because I've never been on my own before, man. I got married straight out of motherfucking high school, nigga. 18, man. 18. So, like I said, just last year, 08. Was it 07? I don't know. The years is blurring, man. But I'm just now actually being on my own and learning things about myself, man. And no man can really call himself a Mac or a motherfucker that's in full control of his faculties and full control of his environment, so to speak, unless he actually knows who the fuck he is, man. And, I really don't know who I am. I thought I did, but it seems that with the introduction of some heartache and some pain, when you get humbled, and hey, man, you see some things in you that you didn't think was there, you know what I mean? So that's what we're gonna do today. Without further ado, how to get over your ex bitch. Okay, all right, well, like I said, speaking from experience, man, with LaDonna and Lynette, that is my wife or ex-wife or separated wife, where the fuck she is. But the main thing that I had to do, the number one rule, well, let's start with number 10, man. Yeah, and this ain't in no particular order at all, man. It's just some things that I did to try and get my mind right, you know what I mean? So number 10, the first thing I did was get into some social settings to meet women. And that was real fucking easy because, I mean, goddamn, what do I do, nigga? I'm a photographer, man. I'm a videographer. I'm a pornographer, man. So I always have pussy at my disposal, man. I can always goddamn just pick up the goddamn phone and go mingle with tons of bitches, you know what I mean? So that was nothing to do, man. You know, I had females in my face at random, you know, if I so choose. And that was no problem, man. So I think that's very important. You're going to have to get into some social situations and some social circumstances where you're going to have access to women, man, so that you can goddamn trade your old bitch in, okay? So please, whatever you do, I don't know, man, go to the fucking library, go to, I don't know, go to the club, I mean, go to Walmart, go where bitches be shopping at, something. Just look at females, man. Holler at females, mingle with females. I mean, it's like Lotto. You got to be in it to win it. If you are not next to a female, if you're not bumping elbows with females, more than likely, you're probably not going to come up on any females. And that's very important if you're trying to forget about the last bitch. All right, so that's number 10. Let's go to number 9. Number 9 is don't use drugs to mask the motherfucking pain, man. You hear me? That's what I'm talking about, man. Leave the liquor alone. Leave the weed alone. Leave all the prescription drugs alone. Don't use drugs to mask the pain, man. Because I know you done heard it 1,000 times, man. Once you get done with the high, the problem is still there. Not only is the problem goddamn still there, nigga, but the pain is still there and shit. So, hey, man, you got to be sober to deal with this bullshit, man. You can't be high and then trying to go to social circles or social settings, meeting bitches, and all the other steps that I'm going to talk about in this, man. You can't do it while you're high, nigga. You know what I mean? You got to have, you know, your faculties, man. You got to have a clear head. So, once again, man, number 9 on my list, man, don't use drugs to mask the pain. Okay, man, number 8. And like I said, this is some shit that I did to try and get my mind right. You know, you may have other things that you believe should be on this list. And like, to each his own, man. But this, in a nutshell, this is my journey. You know what I mean? So, number 8 would be avoid romantic movies or goddamn Tyler Perry movies, or, you know, anything that's dealing with a whole bunch of romance and relationships, and, you know, black man is bad, and, you know, the females is just emotionally just terrorizing niggas and all this kind of shit. Just try to just avoid romantic movies, man. Any kind of movie that's basically talking about how you know, we had even if it's a good romantic movie, don't just leave that shit alone, nigga. Leave the romantic movies alone, and especially leave the Tyler Perry joints alone, because most of them is like men bashing, and you'll probably be sitting there in the movies or sitting there in your house. And first of all, if you're a man and you sitting in your house alone watching a Tyler Perry movie, that's kind of suspect anyway. But anyway, let me go ahead and backtrack. Look at a good action flick, man. Look at a martial art flick. Look at a scary movie, whatever. But try not to be looking at movies where, you know, it's men and women and love and hugging and kissing and, I mean, that's just, it's like rubbing salt in a fucking wound, nigga. Leave it alone. Don't look at it. Just move on, man. Try and get your mind off that shit. You feel me? And, I mean, I can speak from experience because there's been a couple situations where, because right now I don't even look at movies the same, man. You know, whenever there was a romantic interlude in a movie or whatever, it was just kind of like, it had no sort of, it didn't register with me, you know what I mean? But now that I've been thoroughly skull fucked by two bitches, when I look at a movie where there's a man and a woman, just like in The Matrix, but with Neo and Trinity and shit, when I look at that shit now, it resonates with me like, oh damn, true love, real love, a real down ass bitch that's willing to ride and die for you, and just willing to do all things and take on all comers for her dude and all this kind, that's kind of shit I'm thinking now. Before, I didn't really think about the shit, you know what I mean? I didn't think about it at all. I'm like, okay, whatever, fast fucking forward so we can get to Agent Smith. And, you know, let's get to the fight scenes and all this kind of shit. But, I mean, like, man, shit. It's an eye-opening experience, man, when you get fucked over by bitches. Anyway, like I said, avoid romantic movies, man. That's number 8. Okay, number 7. Number 7 is don't jump right into another relationship, man. Because, dog, you can't force it, man. And that's exactly what happened, you know, with, my wife Lynette. Y'all know her back in the day as Lynn 6ix9ine when she was doing her porn thing and shit. Like I said, man, I told her find her a nigga, she found her a nigga, and then I felt hurt and I felt betrayed, my dumb ass. But even though I told her to do the shit, you know, niggas be doing dumb shit, man. But and then of course, in order for me to try and mask the pain, you know, I jumped right into a relationship with LaDonna, you know, because I was so fucked up and so hurt, and I was trying to, I guess it's tantamount to someone being on morphine, and, damn, what is that shit that them motherfuckers get in morphine patients, man, you know, to try and wean them off the drug and shit. You know, it's a fake-ass drug that gives them the same kind of high as morphine or something, man. But it's not the drug itself, and it allegedly doesn't have the addictive properties of morphine. I can't remember what it is and shit. But basically, that's what LaDonna was. LaDonna was my brief fix to try and get me over the addiction of my wife, right? Because I needed that little part to remain sane, you feel me? But I was forcing that shit, man. I was forcing it, and not forcing it in a conscious way. Kind of hard to explain, man. It was just like, you know, once she opened up her arms and said, baby, come here, you know, I got you, you know, usually my defense mechanism is up, and I'm watching and I'm scrutinizing and I'm weighing the scales, I'm weighing options, you know, is this bitch good for me, you know, is she real, is she true, what's the pluses and the minuses. I ain't really do none of that shit with her, man. I was just like, damn, somebody love me, somebody dig me, you know what I mean? I need love. You know, this kind of bullshit, man. So, and of course we've seen what happened with that, and you know what, in retrospect it probably could have worked, but once again the hustle came first, and shit, bitches get tired of becoming, you know, being second, man, second on the motherfucking list. So damn near any bitch I get with, man, is probably gonna be on that shit. It's not gonna wanna fuck with me for a long period of time, because right about now I'm a man on a mission. I got shit to do, and I don't have time for the war cleaver shit, bitch. So that's what time it is, man. So yeah, y'all need to avoid that, you know, take some time off, collect your thoughts, don't jump right into another relationship. You know, just do you, man. Do you. Figure out what's going on in your life. Like I said, weigh the scales, the pluses and the minuses of the way that you are living, and figure out if you need to be back in a serious relationship. You know, right about now, I'm just now figuring that shit out, that I do not need to be in a serious relationship. It took me about a year and a half to understand that shit, but I understand now. I'm like, I don't need to be in a serious relationship. I mean, I'm cool the way it is. You know, I'm getting my hustle on. I got two or three freaks that I can fuck with, you know what I mean? Not on no serious shit, but, you know, it's serious enough where, shit, it's pleasurable. You understand what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm saying, man. Don't jump right into another relationship, man. Take some time off to do you. Just relax. Enjoy the goddamn scenery. Man, now let's go to number six. Number six would be increase your stock, man. Yeah, while you are in limbo, while you are in transition, take time to fuck with yourself, man. Oh, yeah. Self-improvement, man. Get some money, you know, in your pocket. Get a new car. Upgrade your wardrobe. Get some jewelry. Anything, man. You know, just so when you step out and when you trying to goddamn fuck with the next bitch, you know, you're going to catch her eye, man. Or, like I said, you don't even have to be on the material shit, man. I don't know. Get a martial art class and, you know, get into the esoteric side of life, man. You know what I mean? Try and figure out the meaning of the universe, the meaning of your very own existence or something. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying. You know, use this time wisely that you've taken a break from fucking with bitches. Use this hiatus wisely and increase your stock, man. And like I said, all this shit is what I did. You know what I mean? So, I mean, these are the steps that I took to try and forget about them two scandalous ass bitches. I mean, they're still in my life, but they're no longer, should I say, wifey material. They're no longer, serious females in my life. Of course, Lynette gonna be serious. You know, she got my kids and shit. You know what I mean? But like I said, increase your stock, man. Let's go on to number five, man. Number five. Get rid of that bitch's pictures or anything that reminds you of her. Now, this is what I had to do because I was so fucking pissed off and irritated and agitated and shit. Every time I seen anything that remotely reminded me of either bitch, man, it would send me into a fucking rage, nigga. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I was always used to dumping bitches. I was always used to playing bitches. I was always the one that was used to cutting the shit off. And here I am, within a span of maybe fucking 16 months, had two bitches skull fuck me and told me that they didn't want to fuck with me no more. So, nigga, damn, I was enraged, man. So every time I seen, you know, any of their likenesses, so y'all niggas know, since the website is all about the females that I fuck with. So, you know, it was hard as hell to work on the Mac City website, nigga, because LaDonna's picture was everywhere, nigga. It was damn near impossible for me not to want to just put my fist through the goddamn computer screen and shit, man. So, a lot of times, man, I would have to have the computer screen turned off, and it was hard as hell to do updates, man. It was hard as fucking hell to do updates, man. And every time I sat down and I looked at her picture, you know what I mean? Because I would have to do an update on her and I had to post her picture. I just had this rush of just anger and rage, nigga. So when I found that once I didn't look at her picture and I didn't see any likeness of her, I felt better. You understand what I'm saying? But every time I looked at a picture of the bitch, I would goddamn start flipping out, man. You know what I mean? I would have a serious fucking attitude. I was like on my period and shit. You know, everybody and their mama that called me or fucked with me or just wanted to come, I was just on some shit where I didn't want to fuck with nobody right after I seen that bitch picture. I'm like, fuck. Ugh. So, try and get your mind right, man. And the best way that I did that was try to limit the things around me that reminded me of either one of the broads, man. And that meant especially with the pictures. And that was damn near impossible, of course, with the boss bitch, because I mean, shit, I took 1 zillion pictures of the bitch. So, and but anyway, just try and get your mind off the bitch, man. And you know, rip them pictures up, burn them, or put them in a, you know, I don't know, a time capsule or something, bury them bitches. Out with the old, in with the new, my nigga. Shit.
All right. Channel Anger. This would be number four. And this kind of alludes to number six also. But number four would be Channel Anger into Self-Improvement. And I have always made great strides in leaps and bounds when I used anger as a fuel source. You know what I mean? I really have. Even though I'm on some shit now where this is going to sound corny as fuck, but I'm trying to use love, you know, as a fuel source. But I'm just not good at that, man. Whenever I'm really fucked up, pissed off, angry, have a rage, you know, in my gut, man, I can use that to better myself, if that sounds kind of contradictory. But yeah, man, use that anger, use that same hate, use that same you know, that emotional turmoil, man, to you know, improve upon things in your life. Simple as that, man. It's really no, it's not rocket science, not at all, man. Shit, that's number four. Channel anger into self-improvement, which, you know, that it correlates to number six, which is increasing your stock. Well, right now, check it out. The Fat Mac is rambling, man. I'm getting kind of tired. It's late at night, man. And, you know, it's about time to take a break, man. So I'm gonna go get me something to drink, man. I'll be back. You dick.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Shit, I'm tight. What's up?
Nothing, just staying here. Quiet, confused.
You quiet and confused?
Yeah.
What's wrong now?
Nothing, just sitting there thinking about what I gotta do.
You say what?
Just sitting there thinking about the stuff I gotta take care of.
Like what?
I'm trying to go get this car.
Okay. What, in Kentucky?
Yeah. I went to paperwork today at 5 o'clock this morning. It was full.
Okay. You ain't get your KFC job back?
No.
Damn. Shit.
They signing me up for Social Security.
Who's signing you up?
They said I'm crazy.
When did you become crazy?
Long time ago. I just hit it in.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying. My mom told me if I get the insurance, she'll pay for me to come get it.
Right.
Like, every time I go to make money,
something happens. Like, when was the last time you tried to make some money?
My lip was all swollen.
Your lip is all swollen?
I said my lip was all swollen last time.
Oh, you talking about make money with me?
Yeah, I tried to make money at labor work. So I tried to get a loan, tried everything.
What, that didn't work?
Nope. I keep fighting with the girl I'm staying with.
You said you keep fighting with the girl you're staying with?
Yeah.
Fighting about what?
Because she's stupid. And the dude she's with is doing her like a 360 and she don't notice it.
Why does that concern you?
Because he tried to holler at me and I told her and she got mad at me for it. And I was just trying to tell her the truth because I felt guilty.
Okay. Well.
For not telling her.
Well, now, what did that teach you?
Never stay with friends that got boyfriends.
Not only that, but don't ever goddamn tell a broad your best friend that, you know,
I mean,
like
niggas. I explained it to her. If my dude came into it, I want to know, you feel me?
Well, that's you, but most people can't handle that shit. They're going to blame you for it.
I'm tired of lying.
Well.
Lying a long time ago.
Well, you keep telling the truth and you see how far that gets you in life, you'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
You'll definitely learn. Either you gonna motherfucking conquer life and you gonna go through it and you gonna, you know, be successful, by using some common sense, or you just gonna keep telling the truth? Shit, you keep telling the truth, you ain't never gonna get nowhere being completely honest, believe me. Shit, so you keep trying that idea and see how far it gets you.
I ain't got no man yet.
Wow. So what kind of dilemma you been in today since I see you done called so much?
Just waiting for somebody to talk to.
Shit. Man, you have some sort of argument with somebody today?
No, I was just sitting here alone.
I thought you was always gonna be truthful.
I ain't being truthful. I just been sitting here alone.
So you ain't had no argument today with nobody?
No, sir.
Well, you're learning already. Shit, I guess. Because you're lying through your teeth.
I'm not lying.
You are lying.
How do you think I'm lying?
You lying, man. Shit.
Why? Because I'm congested?
Man, you lying. You I know you had to be yelling and screaming at somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
Now let's try today.
No, ain't nothing happened today.
Oh, shit.
Found out my daddy was doing crack again today. That's about it.
So you still gonna stick to that? That's gonna be your story, huh? You wasn't yelling and screaming at nobody today.
No.
No. Shit, you ain't have no argument about no money?
No.
Okay. And you wasn't screaming at the top of your lungs when you called me?
No.
You're lying.
What are you talking about?
Say what?
About.
Never mind. It's all good.
Would you hear a scream or something?
Shit. I know I picked up the phone when I guess you would hung up, but on the tail end of me picking up the phone, I heard you screaming, nigga. And I heard some nigga getting in your ass or something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, your lying ass.
My problem.
Okay. You didn't want. Uh huh. Yeah, what?
It's taken care of, though.
It's taken care of? But what was that about?
Oh, it was stupid shit.
Like what?
Me not being able to take care of somebody.
You not being able to take care of somebody. Who, Chris? Shit. So you back fucking with Chris again?
No, I just stayed here for a night because I'm a girl.
Oh, fuck.
Big mistake, believe me.
Oh, shit. So you back with the abuser? God damn it, man. Shit. Mm-mm-mm. You say, say what?
I said, no, man, no sense.
This nigga is just
got.
Shit. He was a hot mess.
I'm about to go sign myself into a shelter.
A shelter? Shit.
Maybe they'll help me get my life together.
I don't know. Shit. You just tend to just make fucked up decisions. I don't know what to tell you. You keep running back to that nigga. Shit. I don't know.
I'm about to go lay down for a minute. My head's spinning.
All right, baby. Shit.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
One of these motherfuckers different.
Fat Mac, baby. Got damn it, hell yeah, man. Once again, man, the show, the topic of the show today is how to get over your ex bitch. And we only got like 3 more lessons to go, man. 3 more things that I think is pertinent to try and get your mind right, man. Once your bitch has basically skull fucked you and left you to die a horrible and grisly death on the side of the fucking road. Like I said, the Fat Mac had 2 bitches. 2 of them skull fucked him in the span of less than a year and a half. You feel me? And I came out that shit. Hey man, it was rough, but I came up out of it. But god damn, man, that which does not kill you makes you stronger, bruh. You feel me? It makes you stronger, man. So number 3, and this was a real important one right here, cause this is about drove me fucking crazy, man. The number 3 rule, right, how to get over your ex bitch. And nigga, I just didn't listen to the fucking radio, man. Because number 3 basically is don't listen to R&B. R&B was fucking me up, man. I'm trying to tell you, every goddamn song on the radio was always about baby, baby, I love you, baby, I miss you, baby, I did you wrong, baby, I'm sorry I did you wrong, baby, you know, you the best, and I love you, and you love me, and we're gonna be together forever, and heaven forbid if a particular song come on that used to be your song and your bitch song, shit. That shit, man, that's enough to make you want to go out and just start shooting up a goddamn McDonald's or something, man. You just like, oh, I can't believe it. Oh, bitch, you left me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. What I had to do is I had to just break out. A lot of y'all motherfuckers probably don't know this, man. But like I said, I got eclectic taste in music, man. So I had to break out the heavy metal, nigga. I had to break out the rap metal. You know, I didn't even listen to rap. You know, I just disassociated myself from R&B and rap and everything, and I just listened to the hardest, most head-banging shit I could, man, to try and get my mind off goddamn romantic shit, man. Anything that had anything to do with baby, baby, baby went out the motherfucking window, man, for real shit. Like I said, I was dealing with 2 heartbreaking situations within the span of like a year and a half, man, back to back, nigga. So, man, that's the last thing I needed, man, was some more goddamn R. Kelly ass Keith Sweat shit. I was listening to Limp Bizkit and Metallica and fucking Linkin Park, and I mean anything with guitars in it and motherfuckers screaming, that's what I was listening to. But most of y'all motherfuckers, of course, don't like heavy shit like that. You know, that's white boy shit to most of y'all, man. So a lot of y'all probably won't be listening to anything, you know. But that's my advice to you, man. Number 3 is don't listen to R&B, man. Turn that fucking radio off. Listen to Mozart if you got to, nigga. Bach, Beethoven, you know, just anything. But not R&B, not the lovey-dovey, baby-baby shit. That shit just gonna make you just go crazy. Leave that shit alone, man. Shit. Number 2 on the motherfucking list on how to get over your ex-bitch, man, is this kind of correlates with number 10, man, because number 10 is get into social settings to meet women. Number 2 is get in females' faces, man, you know what I mean? So, and that's you know, just taking it a step further. Like I said, number 10 is you need to be in a situation where there are females present, okay? Number 2 is you need to make an attempt to goddamn holler at them, you know what I mean? So, like I said, number 10, get into social settings to meet women. And number 2 is taking it to the next level and actually trying to initiate communication with these females. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So, I mean, if you just shy, motherfucker, you know, got a man up. I mean, you met your other bitch somehow, some way where you got to meet it. I mean, and a lot of cats right about now is using the computer, man, as a smoke screen. So if you met a female, if you hollering at females real thorough like on the computer, on your MySpace, dropping emails and all that kind of shit, then nigga, you got to start hollering at them. You got to start spitting at them. Like I said, out with the old, in with the new. The only way that you're going to fully get rid of this bullshit in your head, man, about, oh, I love her and she dumped me, and you got to, nigga, don't chase him, replace him. Don't chase him, replace him. You need to replace that bitch, nigga. Fuck. Can't be sitting around, you know, crying over spilled milk, man. Because like I said, more likely, most instances, nigga, you probably the one that fucked up. Because I done seen all kind of women stick around for the most dustiest, bummiest ass niggas ever. You know what I mean? And these two, you know, these the niggas that always, you know, oh baby, yeah, you know, it's all about you, and yeah, baby, you know, me and you, and you know, shit. That's what they telling them, shit. It may not be true, but you know, like I said, a female particularly, she'll believe that lie, you know, then rather than you just fucking ignoring the bitch, you know what I mean? So she'd rather you lie to her than anything and shit. But I wasn't lying to none of mine. I was letting them know straight up. You know, bitch, you're second right now. I got shit to do. You know, shit. So, get in other females' faces, man. No matter how, no matter where you at or what you doing, you gotta open your mouth. Closed mouth don't get fed. You gotta holler at them. You gotta spit at them. You know, just on some old normal ass shit, man. You know, just say hi, motherfucker. You ain't gotta say the most dynamic ass rap ever and shit. Just say hi to them, shit. That's all that is, okay? Alright, number one. And it ain't none of this shit rocket science. All this shit is just real common sense ass shit. But unfortunately, sense is not common nowadays. So, the number one thing that I did that helped me immensely when I was going through my trials and tribulations and my turmoils of getting over my two ex bitches, I hit the gym and I worked out. Man, I needed that shit bad, man. I know when, I used to go to the park and I used to do wind sprints. I know you probably saying, yo, fat ass didn't do no wind sprints. Nigga, yes, I did, nigga. I did wind sprints, motherfucker. I went to the park. And, you know, it was like wintertime. I'm sprinting across the goddamn park. Trying to get all that fucking hate out of me, man. Or I go to the gym and I'm hitting mass weights, nigga. I'm banging them out like bang, 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 man. I'm just... And when I left the gym and I left the park, oh, I would feel so much better, man. Oh my God, I feel so much goddamn better. Whew. So, right there, man. Like I said, you need to, you know, get into some physical activities, man, because you need to release those endorphins and the serotonin and the dopamine and all that kind of shit that's in your brain, man. Because once you work out, I mean, that's basically what's happening with your brain, man. It's good lubrication for the soul, man. Shit, so once you was with your female and you had that love feeling and you had those feel good chemicals being released out of your brain and flooding your very being, exercise does, you know, pretty much the same thing, man. So once you have been kicked to the curb by your bitch, basically in essence you have an addiction that cannot be fed, you know what I mean? Shit, so the exercise will help you feed that addiction by having those chemicals in your brain basically flood your system again, and it will feed your addiction and will help you cope and help you recover. That's the best way I can put it in this shit. So yeah, hit the gym, work out, get real physical, man. And of course, you know, that has good side effects. You start looking good, and once you start looking good, of course you feel good. And if you feel good, shit, I mean, confidence goes up and bitches want to fuck with you, you know what I mean? Because while you're moping around and you're looking kind of pathetic and you might gain weight, or I don't know, depending on what kind of pathetic motherfucker you are, you know what I mean? Some niggas, when they depressed, get fat because they want to eat a lot, like me. And then some motherfuckers can't eat. You know what I mean? So, well, I hope y'all enjoyed this show, man. There's a whole bunch more shit I could spit and I could kick, but, you know, I'm trying to get away from doing such long shows, man. Shit. So, I'm going to just go ahead and say all the things that I just said. I'm going to just recap it right about now on this show, how to get over your ex, bitch. Number one is... No, fuck that. I started at the bottom. Number 10, get into social settings to meet women. That's number 10. Number 9, don't use drugs to mask the pain. Number 8, avoid romantic movies, especially Tyler Perry variety movies. Number 7, don't jump right into another relationship. You can't force it. Number 6, increase your stock. Number 5, get rid of that bitch picture or anything that reminds you of her. Number 4, channel anger into self-improvement. 3, don't listen to R&B. Number 2, get in other females' faces. Spit that game, talk that shit. Mingle with them, goddammit. Mingle, motherfucker. And number one, hit the gym or work out. Yeah, that helped me a whole lot, man. You know, so I'm just imparting my little wisdom to you. This is the Fat Mac, the Almighty Fury XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Once again, also from ChronicCastBlogspot.com with Taylor Made. And shit, man. Hey, we out.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise it's swag, swag.
Yeah, young bitch, yeah, bitch. I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Yo. Percocet. Yeah. Miley Percocet.
Percocet.
Percocet. Yeah. Miley Percocet.
Percocet.
Represent.
Yeah.
Gotta represent.
Dang.
Chase a chick.
Chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitch.
Mask on.
Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Mask, bitch.
Mask on.
Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Mask on.
Percocet. Miley Percocet. Chase a chick.
Chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitch.
Two cups. Toast out with the game.
Dang. Dang.
From food stamps to a whole nother domain.
Got it.
Out the bottom.
Mm.
I'm a living proof.
Super.
Ain't compromising. Half a million on the coup.
Dang. Dang.
Drug houses.
Well.
Looking like Peru. Graduated.
Dang.
I was overdue. Pink Miley.
Miley.
I can barely move.
Better.
Ask about me.
Dang.
I'm gonna bust a move.
Hey,
Red James.
James.
33 chains.
33.
Ocean now.
Damn.
Cruising Biscayne. Top off.
God.
That's a liability.
Bit,
hit the gas.
Yeah.
Boosting my adrenaline.
Bit,
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Bit,
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Bit,
represent.
Yeah.
Gotta represent.
Dang.
Dang. Chase a chick.
Yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Chase no
bitch. Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Bitch.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Bitch.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Bitch.
Chase a chick.
Chase. Yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitches.
Photo maybe. I drive anything. Buy my range. Make them go insane.
DJ Eskimo City.
I got a halo. I level up every time I say so. Shoot on payroll. Looking like Pancho, looking like Pedro. When they street from Tarzan. 10 dividend go grow when I say grow. Kung Fu Kenny with the Midas touch. Ain't no penny that I don't touch. Y'all my enemy bite on dust. Ain't no talking when it's fatal. Having hard, I can't tell.
Wait.
Half of y'all might need help.
Wait.
I might fall in Rodale.
Bitch.
I might ball in Australia.
No
I might call a full rail.
No
all I ask go unveil.
Wind blows in the windows and I smack in with a Vic Glow. She copy like Tinfo. No, we sinful.
Plan a plan a plan em. Gotta look at yourself and ask what happened. How y'all let a conscious nigga go commercial while only making conscious albums? How y'all let the braids on TV? How y'all let the hood at the table? Now y'all don't even know how to rate them. Niggas looking like I'm a creative player. Everybody who didn't pay respect, gotta fess up now and pay your debt. Gotta lay something down to make a threat. Gotta say something now, don't hold your breath. How you mean I ain't floating? I got the salt, got the potion. I got them all like emotions and emotions. I put career in the Goshens and put the body in the ocean. I made an oath when my nigga told me to go in. Then he died on a cold bench. All my old friends living life on a slow end. Gotta keep shit rolling. It's deep.
It's deep. It's deep. It's deep.
I done fuck so much I can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
I done fuck so much I'm retired. I'm about to live my life through day free. She said she broke down when Prince died.
It's all right.
Bitch,
it's
my right. Hair down. Prince lived through me.
I am Prince.
Get your ass up and be inspired.
Inspired.
You know how many bodies in the street.
Many,
take
many,
the
many.
Mask off so you can see.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet,
be it firm.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet.